Texte numéro 105. The 1.5 degrees C climate goal died at COP27. The 1.5 degrees C target is not a threshold beyond which hope also dies. Every fraction of a degree means an increase in human suffering and must therefore be fought for. How? With everything we have to tear down the barrier between us and climate stability, the fossil fuel industry. The 1.5 degrees C target, beyond which the most disastrous climate impacts lie, is not yet physically impossible to meet. To achieve that, global carbon emissions must be reduced by 50% by 2030. The scientific warnings before COP27 could not have been louder. We are on the brink of irreversible climate breakdown. Behind closed doors at the summit, however, the fossil fuel states forced other countries to fight both tooth and nail. On Friday, a Saudi Arabian delegate said, "We should not target sources of energy. We should focus on emissions. We should not mention fossil fuels." Despite the efforts of many other countries, the final decision text duly failed to mention phasing out fossil fuels. It is extraordinary that in 30 years of UN climate negotiations, eliminating the primary cause of global heating has never been mentioned in the decisions. Given that next year's UN climate summit will be hosted by a petrostate, the United Arab Emirates, it is hard to see how a crackdown on fossil fuels will happen there either. So what now? It remains imperative to get off coal, oil and gas as rapidly as possible. The 1.5 degrees C goal may not yet be physically impossible to achieve, but COP27 has shown it is politically impossible. Can the UN climate talks deliver this at speed? It doesn't look that way. It is too easy for the fossil fuel states to hold the consensus-based negotiations to ransom, threatening to blow up the whole thing if their black gold is so much as mentioned by name. There were more fossil fuel lobbyists at COP27 than delegates from the Pacific Islands. The fossil fuel industry can also be fought on the streets, in peaceful protests. Countries could shun petrostates by forming a climate club, a G7 proposal to enable the ambitious to race ahead and to penalise the laggards. A fossil fuel non-proliferation treaty would provide a transparent way to keep remaining coal, oil and gas reserves untouched. Even a tobacco-style ban on fossil fuel advertising, already backed by the World Health Organization, would help. COP27 did achieve something. The new Loss and Damage Fund promises to finance the rebuilding of poorer, vulnerable countries hit by increasingly severe climate impacts that they have done little to cause. It is a long overdue acknowledgement of the moral responsibility the big polluters have for the climate emergency. Adapted from The Guardian, November 2022.